Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
When Paul was in prison in Rome, he wrote a letter to the church in Philippi. He began with wonderful words of thanksgiving, letting them know that he prayed for them regularly. Listen to what he wrote.
I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I have you in my heart, and you are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and establishment of the gospel.
To understand what Paul wrote to these believers in Philippi, we need to understand what happened when Paul and his fellow missionaries first came to Philippi. They heard about a Sabbath day prayer session. Lydia was an affluent Gentile woman, a dealer in purple cloth, who was among a group of women, probably Jewish, who had gathered to pray. She and her whole household responded to the gospel, and she immediately opened her home to these four missionaries. This was just the beginning of a deep, loving partnership between the Philippian church and Paul. They often sent gifts of money to care for his needs. And when Paul used the words, "until now," he was in prison in Rome. And as he closed out his letter, he thanked them once again for meeting his needs with their gifts of love. There's a spiritual lesson in Paul's example. It's this: as spiritual leaders, we should express sincere appreciation to those who partner with us in the ministry.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.